In a courtroom in Pretoria today, 39 pharmaceutical companies dropped their lawsuit against the South African government. The drug makers have been fighting to block a law that would allow the government to produce or import generic versions of brand-name drugs. The case had been suspended for 6 weeks and was supposed to resume yesterday. Instead, the judge postponed it one more day to allow time for last-minute negotiations. NPR's Brenda Wilson is in Pretoria. What happened in the courtroom this morning?
Well, Bob, it was really incredible. I mean, the judge announced that the case was withdrawn, and activists just simply broke out entirely in cheers and dancing right there in the courtroom. But it was a fairly intense and sort of a dramatic scene even before the courtroom proceedings began, with the Minister of Health, Minister Shabalala, walking in wrapped in a traditional dress. And then you had some of the CEOs of Glaxo, for example, and Merck, who have generally not put in appearances here in the court, but they were present. There was standing room only. It's been a fairly emotional day in the court here in Pretoria today.
What was at stake for both the government and the drug companies in the case?
The industry objected to a law that had been passed by South Africa's parliament in 1997, which said that the Minister of Health could essentially, if she found that conditions in South Africa warranted, import drugs that were more affordable. And this was kind of any drugs for problems and conditions facing South Africa, given that the government pays for 80% of the medical care here. The industry objected. They said it would violate their property rights, essentially take away their right to use their patents as they saw fit. So the industry had said that it would not back down unless it could block the implementation of that law. It felt that it was against the Constitution of South Africa.
What has each side agreed to do?
The industry backed down. It said that it would allow the law to stand, but on the other hand, in exchange for that, what it got was that the South African government would not implement the law in a way that violated international trade agreements. That's one of the provisions, meaning that they would only do so in unusual circumstances if there were, say, a public health emergency. Also, the industry said that the government agreed that the pharmaceutical industry would be involved in the regulatory process, so it would have some say in how the law was implemented. And essentially, the industry also agreed to assume all the court costs for suing the government.
Until yesterday, a settlement seemed unlikely. What changed?
I think the industry realized that this was a losing proposition. It's a very small market here for the pharmaceutical industry. About less than 2% of its market is here. And in the meantime, its image was suffering. They were facing growing protests and opposition. There were, like, petitions being gathered from international organizations against the industry suit, like some 250,000 people had signed it. And I think they saw that even if they won the case, even if they managed to block the law, their image would suffer so greatly that it was better just simply to drop it.
What did today's events mean for AIDS activists and HIV patients?
I think the response of the activists themselves, when the announcement was made by the judge that the case was essentially withdrawn, they all broke out in dancing, and they are waiting to see the fine print. They're waiting to see what exactly it means. But generally, they've been very happy. They see this as a victory for themselves. But it's not clear what it's going to mean for people who are HIV positive, whether this means they're going to get AIDS drugs, because the law is not just about AIDS drugs. It's about all medicines that the government purchases. So it isn't clear. That will depend upon the government. This kind of puts this right into the government's hands. They're now going to have to be responsible for finding a way to provide treatments, and they could possibly be subjected to the same criticisms, the same protests that the industry has suffered if they don't deliver. So they've moved very quickly to approve, I understand, a drug called nevirapine, which is for the prevention of HIV in infants who are born to mothers who are HIV positive. And this is something they had dragged their feet on. So it's going to put a lot more pressure on them, I think, to deliver for people who are HIV positive.
NPR's Brenda Wilson in Pretoria.